Time for our movie guy, Mike Mayo, who comes in every Friday and tells us what is about to hit the big screen. And I'm glad to have you here, Mike, because I'm really curious about this Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie for a variety of reasons. But one is the rumor I heard last night is that she's about to resign. You know, she's missed, what, 3 or 4 days of arguments on the Supreme Court? First time since she got there. So what great publicity for the film, right?
Well, I don't think it's the kind of publicity they necessarily like. This is one of those films. It's really kind of hard to describe in a way, because if there was ever a political movie that preaches to the choir, this is it.
Oh, really? It's heavy-handed?
It is. It's called On the Basis of Sex, and it stars Felicity Jones as a young Ruth Bader Ginsburg, fresh out of law school. She's teaching at Rutgers, and she is asked to argue a case before the Supreme Court, and the ACLU is involved too. Her husband, played by Armie Hammer, is very supportive of her, and this winds up being a case that, you know, really changed the way sex discrimination was defined in the law and what could and could not be done with it. It's a good kind of interesting story from that kind of legal political point of view. It is not really very dramatic. I can't say that I ever really got involved with this or wanted to know exactly what was going to happen. It's got very good moments. When she is working there in the court. To me, though, it's the kind of thing that her fans will love it. The people that don't like her will certainly not go to see this in any way. I didn't find it nearly as enjoyable as the documentary that was made last year, The Notorious RBG, that I thought was really good. That really, I felt like that told me a whole lot more about her and who she is and what she's trying to do than this movie did.
Do you think it's a propaganda film or is it a real movie?
It's more propaganda film. It really is. I mean, it is done as fiction or, you know, a biopic, essentially, which we see an awful lot of these days. It's a very popular form. And I think in a way, anybody who approaches something like this, let me put this way, it's kind of the flip side of Vice, the movie about Dick Cheney that's out there that essentially ascribes everything evil to him.
Oh, of course. This is the perfect thing. They always do that to Republicans, and then they lionize liberals and Democrats. That's what's frustrating to me.
Whatever your political convictions are, I mean, this movie is not going to challenge them in any way if you're a Democrat, and not going to change your mind if you're a Republican.
On the Basis of Sex, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And of course, I'm not putting down her illness, and I hope she recovers. We're just talking about the fact that in real life she may leave the Supreme Court if she doesn't recover from her surgery. But we do wish her well. All right, let's move on to If Beale Street Could Talk. And since I used to stop in Memphis on my way down to college, I, for one, am very glad that Beale Street does not tell stories about college stories. But this is a different take on that, huh?
Different take. This is based on the James Baldwin novel. It was directed by Barry Jenkins, whose movie Moonlight, you know, was the surprise Best Picture winner a couple of years ago. And this is a similar movie in some ways. It is a very romantic movie. It's about this young couple, very attractive young couple, played by Stephen James and Kiki Layne, who are in love, about to get married. And then he is wrongly accused of rape and arrested by this racist cop. And then she spends the rest of the movie attempting to prove that he's innocent.
Oh my.
It is really well done. There is a lot of talk about this picking up some Oscar nominations kind of here at the last minute. It's really coming in, this is the movie that nobody had expected to do as well as it did. and kind of along with Green Book. It's really getting good press. Audiences are enjoying it. It's rated R, and, you know, not for kids at all. Yeah. But I recommend it, too. I liked it. I didn't love it as much as some people did, but I think it's a really nicely, very well-done movie. And this guy, Barry Jenkins, is a guy to watch. He's one of the best young filmmakers we've got out
there. That one's called If Beale Street Could Talk. And then I keep seeing the ads for Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart in The Upside. I'm surprised they made this. The guy's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I mean, is this a comedy or?
No, it has very funny moments in it. It's based on a true story and on a French film from several years ago called The Untouchables. And in this one, Bryan Cranston is this really wealthy guy who is a paraplegic. He's, you know, in a wheelchair because of an accident, paralyzed from the neck down. Kevin Hart is the kind of parolee hustler who is hired to be his companion assistant. And, of course, you know, they teach each other a lot of life lessons. Nicole Kidman's in it, too. This is the kind of thing, it kind of flirts with being so stereotypical that you couldn't stand it. But I think it works because of those two guys. And to me, they are two of the most enjoyable guys in making movies these days. And I really like both of them, and they won me over on this. I have kind of problems with the whole story and everything, but it worked. It's maybe more a guy movie than a couples movie, but I still thought it was a lot of fun. And flaws and all, I enjoyed it, and because of that, I recommend
it. That one's called The Upside. And listen, real quick, did you get to vote for the Critics' Choice Award show that airs on Sunday?
I'm about to. We're going to have the Critics' Choice Awards. This is. I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association. Uh-huh. Our award show will be this Sunday night at 7:00 on the CW network. And it, like the Golden Globes, we serve booze at the show, and all the stars show up and get silly. I don't go. I never go to these things. But yes, I will be voting later on this morning.
Okay.
And if you're in an Oscar pool, this is a really good show to watch because we tend to be a very accurate predictor of what's going to win at the Oscars.
Oh, good tip. All right. Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Always enjoy talking to you. Thanks.
Take care.